This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
I feel like I've garnered more national press for this place in 2 months than Glenn Ordway was able to garner over the last 30 years.
That's going on his resume.
WEI had a lot of national press. I would say positive national press.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point.
Cultural change is hard.
You can tell he's not threatened that Greg's going to ask him a surprise question. It was a safe space.
Safe space.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Not so safe Brighton where we are coming to you from this morning.
Everybody be safe tonight,
yeah,
and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
I'm not playing stupid.
What are you, stupid?
This person says I play stupid every day on almost every subject.
You sound a bit pandering, to be honest.
Yes,
yeah. Thank you, Dale.
Who runs Panderdome? Hellman runs Panderdome.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
If I put my hand on your thigh,
can I touch it?
What's the difference between that and you putting your boob on my arm?
Big boobs.
So if the guy's offended, he should tell me, don't put your breast on my arm.
But no guy's going to ever be offended.
Thank you.
Joined by...
They jello for us.
Wiggy.
He used whiteout, too, to correct it. It was impressive.
Weymouth, by the way, just protested the name of that.
So did Wiggy.
WPS.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
He was also a stripper, kind of.
Doesn't make her a prostitute.
I fly my wife everywhere, and I buy her dinners. Does that make her a prostitute, Curtis?
No, because she's not having sex with you.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's a good point.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Quit your whining. Quit your bitching. Enjoy it while it's lasting.
I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Wiggy every day starts next Monday.
Vote for Wiggy Mofo!
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
It's a Fitzy Free Friday, and that means that Jermaine Wiggins is here. What's up, Wiggy?
What up, Hill, man?
How you doing?
You know, just another day in paradise.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
No Yacht Rock on the show this morning.
No Yacht Rock.
What? Oh, I can guarantee that.
Can override that.
Yeah. No. Ken can't override my...
Yes, he can.
When I mandate something,
watch.
Ken can't.
Watch.
Curtis might be able to, but Ken can't override.
Jeez.
Ken can talk today, right? Ken can talk with the adults.
Yes, of course.
Fitzy's not here, so.
Thank you, Wiggy.
I mean, yeah, Nick told Ken that he couldn't talk with the adults.
So the adults
day.
Are talking.
There's some vicious infighting going on. Maybe we could talk 4 hours about it this morning.
Sounds like philosophical differences.
Yes. Philosophical differences. All right. Well, it is not only is it a Fitzy Free Friday, but it is a Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and we will be joined by Julian Edelman in about 15 or 20 minutes on a phone that none of us can hear. And right after Edelman is on the program, I am going to give away another pair of passes to join he and I at the premiere party for the Boston Man magazine fall edition, which is next Tuesday.
Awesome.
And it is at an undisclosed location on Boylston Street here in Boston. So
Walgreens.
It's not at Walgreens.
Okay.
No. It's a restaurant. And of course
Wendy's.
It's not no, Danielle, it's not Wendy. It's not Wendy's, but
Lord and Taylor.
No. So Julian Edelman coming up in about 15 minutes or such. And right afterwards, I will tell you to call and you could win your way into the event with Edelman. I also have a neck tattoo story that I have to get to this morning because of Curtis.
Oh.
So I'm guessing.
Right. You're a cardiologist.
Should be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing that we'll have time for that after Julian Edelman. But right now, we have time for this.
This is The Lead.
Unlike other radio people, Ken gets a request and then he plays it.
Right.
That was a Thin Lizzy request from
Absolutely,
the other day, correct?
Yep. Yes. One of our listeners?
Yes.
Well, I know it's a Patriots Friday, Greg, but it was a fantastically entertaining game last night, Bruins and the Lightning. I was captivated for the entire, through the shootout. I don't know if you're a shootout guy. Some people, you know, bitch about that.
Well, I'm a shootout guy until it goes the way it went last night for the Bruins.
Well, yeah.
And then I'm not a shootout guy. And please, don't do what every single other media outlet has done or will do and tell me that Pasta scored two goals on National Pasta Day.
Our girl Sophia was that was her first question to him in the pregame. So I don't want to. I'm not criticizing Sophia.
Okay.
I actually want to give Wiggy a little bit of. I hate to do this, but
my biggest
takeaway from the game is
pat me on the back.
I'm a little worried about Chara. No. Not only the goal at the end of the first period, but they gave up a goal that broke a 2-2 tie with under 10 minutes to go. Kevin Shattenkirk got off a shot he should never get off from that low in the circles, and Char was there. He was on the ice for two goals, McAvoy for three. This team has some issues. Obviously, they have some great parts to what's going on right now. The power play is unbelievable, and so is Pastrnak, as you mentioned. But I'm a little worried about Chara. It's another loss on home ice, even though it's a shootout loss. A little worried about that. This was their first big test of the year, and they had a couple things that had me a little worried this morning.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
They played the team that you have picked to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, right. What's the goal?
To overtime. And through overtime to a shootout.
And they lost.
That seems.
And they blew a 2-2 lead. It's a goal you should never allow. So is Chara going to get beat on the rush like that all year? He's 42.
Yeah, he will. I mean, we saw it last year, Ken. I've been telling you this for about 3 years, 4 years now. It's just time. And he's playing. He's averaging about 20-plus minutes a night.
Have you not heard Curtis say that number two is A-okay and the best you can get sometimes?
Right.
It's called my ceiling.
It's his ceiling, exactly.
That's his ceiling. So I think it's fine. If the Lightning are going to be number one, then the Bruins can be number two. I'm not worried about it. That first goal was on him. But the guy is your captain.
So you're not worried about
your captain.
So what's that mean? Everybody goes there to like, you guys, your captain. You guys, your captain.
You, Dale. Rough start, Chris.
What are you going to sit Tom Brady?
No, when the production is not as good as it should be.
How's the production so far, offense-wise?
For who?
For the Patriots.
But see, I don't think it's about what just Tom's doing. Tom's actually playing decent. When you look at Chara, he shouldn't be on the ice for 20 plus minutes a night. And for you to believe that he should just because he's your captain, that's just naive to think, right?
Well, it's age shaming.
No, I'm not age shaming.
Yeah, you are. You're
an ageist.
Wouldn't you much rather see McAvoy and Grizzlick manning the first line?
I like the veteran leadership. I like what the guy. I mean, the man played with
a broken jaw
wired together. Have you no decency? And do you appreciate nothing?
I do appreciate his toughness, but I don't question his toughness. I don't question his leadership. What I do question is his ability to be able to keep up and be productive at 20-plus minutes a night on the ice. If he is a third-pairing defenseman, he's probably playing 12 to 15 minutes a night, and he's playing some PK minutes, some penalty kill minutes, and that's what he should be. He shouldn't be your guy who's up there manning your first unit and playing 22, 23 minutes a night.
You're not going to laugh. I mean, he said first unit.
I know.
I mean,
I'm trying to rein it in a little bit.
You're not going to.
It's a freaky Friday, Daniel.
Yeah. But it's okay.
We can settle this later in the Pander Dome.
I love it. Sorry, I dozed off a bit during the Bruins talk. We take Tom Brady for granted in this town. Mm. Last night reminded me yet again that his greatest accomplishment, his most underrated accomplishment, not his greatest accomplishment, his most underrated accomplishment is his consecutive games played streaks. If not for Roger Goodell and his ludicrous four-game suspension for Deflategate, he would have had two of the top 10 consecutive game streaks in the history of the NFL. He would be at 174 consecutive starts since the 08 knee injury and counting, including the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes last night, QB sneaked, as Brady has done hundreds of times. Unfortunately for him, his knee popped off its off his body, had to be reinserted in, and he's out for God knows how long, could be 3 weeks, up to a year. But the fact is that Tom Brady, his durability more than anything else, is truly what separates him from other quarterbacks.
And the Patriots just won the Super Bowl. Last night, the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's quite a jinx from Curtis.
But Curtis is kind of right, and it doesn't get enough credit when you talk about some of the best quarterbacks in the league of all time. Like, that's something that doesn't get enough credit.
Danielle, what's your lead this morning?
There's a New Jersey couple suing Taco Bell for $2.18, alleging that they have deceptive business practices.
Oh.
It's actually a pretty interesting lawsuit. So there's a commercial for the Chalupa Cravings box on television that was advertised for $5.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now I have to have a Chalupa Cravings box for lunch.
Yes. You're like a little kid anytime we bring up
every
food.
Time.
I said pizza the other day. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, I got
not
a pizza
little,
today.
Not a little kid, Wiggy. A big kid.
Big kid.
A bigger kid.
So yeah. The box was advertised. Box was advertised at $5. When they got to their local Taco Bell location, they were charged $6.06 a piece. And the argument by the manager was, well, it says in the fine print that prices may vary.
Right.
Their attorney is arguing that that is essentially a bait and switch tactic, and that it shouldn't be legal to use fine print like that,
right,
because you're trying to lure people into a deal that doesn't actually exist. That's tax excluded. So,
do you like Taco Bell?
Yeah, I don't mind Taco
in
Bell.
In a pinch?
Yeah, I'm cool
pinch.
With Taco Bell.
Yeah,
you prefer? Cool. They used to have the chicken chipotles that I used to like over there, Grillas.
What do you prefer? If you can only go to one drive-thru, Wiggy.
If I could only go to one drive-thru, I'd probably go to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if there was one word I would think that Wiggy might have duffed, it would be Chipotle, but he nailed it.
No, nailed it. Yeah. He absolutely
Chipotle?
Nailed it.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. See?
I was no listening. Chipotle for you,
no
kid.
No Chipotle.
Do you have a lead?
Yes, I do. Normally, I do not. Normally, I agree with everything, pretty much everything Bill Belichick does, but I'm going to have to disagree with him on this one. I do not think that he should have suspended Michael Bennett for the Jets game for the week, and Michael Bennett will lose out on a cup.
Here comes the player honk. Honking for the players.
I am always for the players.
Honking for the players.
As a former player. No. But because philosophical differences happen all the time in the NFL, and the player getting suspended and losing out on his money, why doesn't the coach ever get suspended when there's a difference of philosophies?
Well, if you're a coach like he is and you basically tell the owner what to do, then you never get suspended.
Well, no, I'm not talking about him, but who knows? Maybe Brett Bielema.
Yeah. Why do you think Bennett's on his 15?
He's not on his 15. He's Tampa Bay, Seattle, and the Eagles. This would be his 14.
You think he's going to stick with the Patriots all year?
I mean, I highly doubt he sticks with the Patriots all year. But what does that have to do with it?
And he's a dink.
underused word, by the way.
Yeah, but he's never been suspended before for any other team. When you look at what he does and what he brings on the field and some of the – now, granted, he hasn't been doing well this year and he hasn't kind of, you know, been a fit for this. But if you want to inactivate the guy, I'm all for that. But to suspend him, no.
All right. It was just a year ago Tuesday – that our senior senator, Elizabeth Warren, breathlessly proclaimed that a DNA test had proven her to be an American Indian.
Correct.
So I have to ask this morning why yesterday her Twitter feed suddenly deleted her declaration of Native American heritage.
Oh, that's interesting.
Gone, deleted, as if it never happened. At the time, she had claimed that a famous geneticist had analyzed her DNA and determined that she should be wearing moccasins and living in a teepee. Now, apparently, not so much.
It's Pocahontas,
not
Elizabeth
so much.
Warren.
Delete, delete, delete.
Wow.
It's like a server that is holding emails in the State Department.
But the emails.
Delete, delete, delete. Suddenly she's not a Native American anymore.
Native American. When did she say she was like 1/16th or something like that?
Something like that.
It came back now as 100% unlikable.
All right. The number to call this morning is 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937 on a Fitzy Free Friday and a Patriots Friday here on the Greg Hill Show. Coming up next, what a bunch of God-fearing church hardos are doing in Kansas City to try to get their quarterback back.
The Real Postgame Show, this Monday night after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Rake in the savings at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Day is going on. Fall into a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab. Visit 495ram.com. Yeah, Real Postgame Show Monday. Today's Patriots Friday, but it's almost a two-day prep. And we got Julian Edelman coming up at 620 this morning. Wiggy referenced the Michael Bennett, Bill Belichick stare down. I thought Bill was very revealing regarding the Bennett situation yesterday. Here were the two questions about the Bennett suspension.
Bill, just on Michael Bennett, what happened with him that led to a suspension this week?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any player's personal situation.
Great. Bill, what do you see as a role for Michael Bennett going forward for the rest of the season?
Yeah, right now we're focused on the Jets.
Thank you, Bill.
Very revealing.
He did talk about Demaryius Thomas, though, a little bit, so he felt either sensitive enough or regretful, or maybe he likes Thomas. I don't know, but the Bennett thing, if it's a no-comment, Wiggy, that means there's something going on there.
Yeah, I don't think Bennett will be here long. I think ultimately they'll try to maybe trade him, or they'll try to do something, because clearly there's an issue, and you don't want a disgruntled player in your locker room that could maybe get the ears of other players.
Well, a big injury last night to Patrick Mahomes, dislocating his right kneecap on a first-half quarterback sneak and pile-up near the goal line. MRI will determine whether or not there was ligament damage. That's big. It could go from 3 weeks out to, as Curtis said, up to a year. Chiefs won the game, but that could be devastating
for
their chances.
It's a minimum 3 weeks.
Minimum three.
And, I mean, if it's longer than that, they can say goodbye to the AFC Championship.
Well, they could make a trade. Certainly. They could make a trade for a quarterback.
Yeah, who are you going to get?
Ooh, the big story last night, Wiggs. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I mean, you know, fit in that system.
Eli Manning, Patriots killer. Get him in there.
Patriots should be now. They should be making a move after the Monday night game. They should be trading for somebody on Tuesday. Emmanuel Sanders, somebody of that nature. Because now this door is opened up for you to completely take advantage of the AFC.
Yep, and more receiver problems. Josh Gordon missed Thursday practice. We'll see how that goes today. Bruins next up after the 4-3 shootout loss last night at home-and-home with the Maple Leafs. They're going to be missing John Tavares with a broken finger for both of those matchups. But the first meeting of those two Saturday, Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, 7 o'clock faceoff. Yankees had a 1-0 lead, but gave it up. 2 3-run homers. George Springer, Carlos Correa, 8-3 Strohs. They lead 3-1. Can clinch tonight, Game 5 in the Bronx with Justin Verlander on the mound. That's AM 850 at 7:08. And Boston College, Saturday game on the big stick, 93-7 here in Boston, hosting NC State. Coverage begins at 11:30. What about your Bentley Falcons? Where are they at this weekend?
They're at Stonehill tomorrow.
All okay.
Right. Stonehill, I believe, 3-1 when it comes to the NE10, and Bentley, not so much.
So. 30-point underdogs, I saw.
I say we because I'm a father, not a player.
Yeah.
They need to turn things around tomorrow.
We better make a move. Yeah. Do something. Get that offense going.
They got to get that. They got to get the Hill kid the ball. That's what they need to do. Get him the ball.
Like that.
God is saying, get him the ball.
Get him in the game, at least. Jeez.
Like God is saying, AB deserves another chance.
There you go.
God is saying, get the
Hill kid
the ball.
Get your playmakers the ball, man.
That's right. That's right.
Mix of sun and clouds today, a high of 59 degrees. And the weather brought to you by the U.S. Census. Become a census taker. Looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours? Check out the 2020 census. Apply today, 2020census.gov/jobs. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
He's injured. One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry, and it was the right knee, in a lot of pain, and it's like they almost popped that right knee back in place.
What's the point?
Football's stupid.
It's awful. Hate it. What a downer of a day.
I mean,
hope you guys are having a great start to your day.
Can we cancel Thursdays from here on out?
Thursday today. I can't.
I got like one thing in life getting me through it at this point,
and that is,
and its name is Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes.
You gotta pop that thing back into place.
Yeah. I saw it on. Oh, I was like, man. Yeah. I felt bad for him for a moment, but I was like, yes.
You ever dislocate anything?
Finger.
Yeah.
That's it.
I did my shoulder
playing
over 40 men's league hockey.
Oh.
And I went into the, it's the most painful thing that anyone can endure except for portions of this show when Curtis is talking. But went back in the locker room, and one of the guys is like, hey, you want me to try to throw that thing back in there for you? And I'm like, sure. So he twists my arm around and jammed it back up in. And that is the most, when it goes back in, it's the most
painful thing ever.
No, it's the most orgasmic feeling that, you've ever had, that you've ever had in your life.
Now, do you have a problem with your shoulder popping out?
No, I haven't had any lingering effects from it.
And when it went back in, were you like, all right, kind of felt fine?
I threw my gear on and because I'm a over 40 hockey hardo, and and the guy goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm going back
on
out
the ice.
There.
Oh,
and he goes, no, you're not.
I'm a Beer League MVP in men's hockey.
I believe you are a Beer League MVP. By the way, every texter that has texted in since Ken mentioned that Bentley is playing Stonehill tomorrow is asking me if I am going to make a stop at Town Spa Pizza.
Yes.
And I probably will. Are you a bar pizza guy, Wiggy?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I like.
You don't mind
I like pizza. I like a lot of different styles of pizza.
I figure being from Eastie that you're probably a sheet pizza kind of guy. Like, is that what they have at
bakery pizza?
Like a Sicilian pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, like Sicilian.
I don't mind Sicilian pizza. I used to eat it a lot as a kid with no cheese on it.
Right.
You know, so it's a little bit different when you see some of it now being made because they put cheese on it. But real Sicilian pizza is no cheese and it's generally cold.
Back in the day, we used to be a place called D'Angelo's Bakery in East Boston, and my mom used to get the Sicilian pizza from there and send me to school with a slice, and kids could never understand why there was no cheese on the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like that and the tuna fish packed in oil. I'm like, I don't know. We're Italian. We're Bumbatas. This is what we... I don't know what mayo is.
Sicilian pizza was big in Eastie growing up.
Well, when it comes to bakery pizza, Bova is probably the go-to. There's a line there, at 2:30 a.m. because everybody's drunk in the North End. All right. Julian Edelman is brought to you this week by East Coast Metal Roofing, Manchester, Boston Regional Airport, and Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? And let's say good morning to J.E. Julian.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not much. Just getting ready for a big Monday night showdown with a divisional opponent.
How is, where are you currently? Are you driving to do you have us on Bluetooth? We have constant struggles with your phone when you're on the show.
I hear you guys perfectly, but I'm on 93.
Okay.
I'm away, and
everyone get out of Julian's way.
There ought to be some kind of Patriots-specific lane. I mean, think what they've brought to this region.
You would think so.
You know how there's a commuter lane? There ought to be
HOV lane.
There ought to be a Patriots-only lane. So that those guys can get exactly where they're going at any time. And former Patriots like Wiggy could use it.
All over it.
Whenever they wanted to.
Do you get a placard for the mirror?
I'm going to start with Gronk. We had Gronk in the studio this week, and he said that he's not coming back. Do you believe him?
You know, I don't know. If he does, hey, that's awesome. We need it. But, you're not really worried about that. You're worried about the Jets and who you're playing, your opponent this week, and, you know, that's just how it goes.
The Jets are your opponent this week. That's what you're on to, is the Jets? We didn't know that. Wiggy, did you know that?
I do now.
You do now. All right, so when it comes to Gronk, let me just write this down. We're on to the Jets. Did you Did you catch any? Did you happen to catch any of his television debut, Julian?
I saw a clip of him talking about how fur I was. Pretty standard Gronk. Thought it was awesome. I think he's great for TV.
Pretty good for.
But onto the Jets.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wiggy.
So let onto the Jets then. Okay. So obviously a divisional game. What are some of the challenges? Because you throw records out the window when you're talking about playing against division opponents. So what are some of the challenges that division games bring?
Well, I think it's always. You know, it's a lot harder to play a team the second time that knows you very well. Regardless of records, regardless of anything, especially in the division, especially with, you know, the Jets, when you play them a second time, they've seen you. They kind of know you a little bit. They're going to have some new scheme. So it's always more difficult. So, you know, it's going to be about the team that comes out and it prepares. And this is the Jets are coming off a big win. They're going to be hungry. They're getting some players back. And it's going to be a very tough game in New York, Monday Night Football. The place is going to be rocking. And it's going to be the team that comes out and can execute. Comes out and wins.
How has your experience been playing with Michael Bennett?
He's been good. You know, it's one of those. He's a very outgoing guy and a good player.
Is everybody aware, kind of team wise, what may have gone on there, did you guys see anything, any kind of philosophical differences that were happening in front of the team or elsewhere?
Greg, I don't ask questions.
You just do your job, is that right, Bubs?
I just got to try to go out and do my job. People ask questions. They're not around.
Well, you know, people who ask questions are not around. They're buried somewhere under the practice facility.
I don't know.
Well, they say you never want to ask a question that you don't know the answer to. So maybe that's the philosophy. This, by the way, Julian, this is the Twisted Question of the Week, which is brought to you by Twisted Tea. Tailgate New England style with Twisted Tea, hard iced tea. Patrick Mahomes suffered a dislocated kneecap in last night's game against the Broncos. What is the most painful injury that you have had in your career?
Now, are we talking pain direct after injury or pain through rehab and surgery?
I think I'm talking pain directly after injury. I mean, they had to pry that kneecap back in
back
there
in, yeah.
last night.
Anytime you mess with ribs, those are always tough. Or if you break a bone, when I hurt my knee, it felt weird, but I was able to. It didn't hurt. It just didn't feel stable. So I'd say broken bones or anything to do with, like, one time I separated my SE joint, which is your clavicle or meets the sternum.
Oh.
I did that in college, and I felt like he can't breathe, and it's just weird. Those are tough injuries.
I feel the same way going up the stairs here at Entercom.
I did that my rookie year.
You did?
Separated my shoulder, my AC joint, and that was painful.
Curtis making note. Wiggy just brought the interview back to himself, LB style.
A nice little one-liner by Greg, totally trampled by Wiggy's career.
Just trying to add some.
AC joint or SC joint? AC joint or AC?
The shoulder. My shoulder, the AC joint.
So the other one where it connects to the in towards your neck.
Yep.
That's that other joint. It's like that same kind of pain, but near your neck, and it's weird.
Do you think Curtis's lead this morning was about Tom Brady and the fact that we take for granted the durability of Tom Brady? Do you think we take that for granted when it comes to injuries?
That's what separates him. It makes him, that's part of the reason why he's the GOAT. Guy's played a lot of football games, and he takes so much care of his body. It's definitely a reason why he's at where he's at, because he can do it for such a long time. And, that's part of the TB12 philosophy.
Now, we know about the Michael Bennett. We know about the Michael Bennett situation, Julian. Have you ever had philosophical differences with any coaches?
I don't ask questions, dude. I just go to work.
What about with Frank?
I just go to work.
How many times did you have philosophical differences with Frank Edelman?
Oh, every day.
All right. We're going to answer questions.
Just because he was my pops, when it's your dad, even if it's right, when you're a kid, you're a knucklehead. You hear it so much from the same guy, you don't want to hear it anymore. So everything's a difference.
All right. Well, I'm guessing that you need to be on to practice and onto the hot tub.
With shorts on.
No questions. You can't ask questions in the hot tub either.
No. Nope. No questions
right?
in the hot tub.
Julian, no questions in the hot tub, right?
Hey, I'm just ready. I'm getting ready for the Jets, guys. Yeah, I'm getting ready for
Monday night.
The New York
football Jets.
Yes, Monday Night Football. Bum, 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 bum. Da, 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 da.
All right.
Did you guys used to do that when you were a kid? Monday Night Song?
Of course. That's probably the most recognizable, maybe the most recognizable television theme song in the history of television theme songs.
Julian, that song hadn't been written yet when Greg was a kid.
That's probably right, too.
Yeah, that's Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell's here.
Yeah, Howard Cosell. I'll never forget Howard Cosell announcing the death of John Lennon on Monday Night Football. That's where I heard about that.
You know the other thing that I want to ask Julian, it's interesting because everybody always asks this question about Monday Night Football and do guys like playing on Monday Night Football. And I feel like most guys enjoy it because you're the only game in town.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love playing on Monday Night Football because I'm an older guy. I would say nowadays Sunday Night Football is almost the new Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Would you kind of agree?
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
I always feel like the players now, when I play nowadays, it's always about whether it's Sunday night, Monday night, even Thursday night football. They enjoy playing on that game where they're the only game in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's a show.
Right.
That's a nationally televised show. Everyone's going to see you. Everyone's going to see what you're about. It gets the juices going. It gets your body going. I mean, it's nothing like the lights, the crowd, and an opponent ready to rip your head off.
Sometimes I feel like when doing these interviews, mm-hmm. I'm like a lawyer, and I have to get a question on the record that I know is useless. But
right,
I'm just,
but you
got to
ask it.
I'm going to get a question on the record.
I am Jack Greg.
I mean,
you get ahead of the truth.
I just have a job to do, and you have a job to do. I have a job to do. So
code red.
Are you, there's no code red. It's just when it comes to it comes to Demaryius Thomas. I'm curious if you heard anything that he said about his experience here over the last few days.
I haven't. I honestly haven't. Look into it now.
He was a little disappointed. Yeah. A little disappointed.
I think he felt like he had made mention that, you know, he expected certain things to happen for him here as a player, and maybe Bill might have told him, hey, listen, here's what we expect out of you. But then those things changed, and I think he might have felt a little disappointed.
A little hurt.
A little hurt, disappointed that it didn't turn out the way it was said to him.
I love DT. He's a good dude, and you know I enjoyed him around. But you know, like I said, I don't ask questions.
No questions.
He's a soldier.
No questions.
All right. Well, listen.
He's a good football player.
He's a good football player.
Yeah, he's doing well for the Jets.
Yeah, good football player. All right. I'm going to see you on Tuesday night for the Boston Man magazine party, and we'll check out the cover together. All right, Bubs?
All right, Bubs. I'll see you soon.
All right. There you go. Thank you. There he is.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Bye, Julian.
Talk to you soon. There he is. Julian Edelman fulfilling a contractual obligation by appearing on this program.
Clearly.
I mean,
man, the fans love his cell phone. The text machine is just buzzing.
Yeah,
do they all sound like that?
Well,
I do some interviews on cell phones.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, like TMZ?
I try to make it a first-hand experience.
Right. You know, I try to tie myself into it.
What was the last interview you did on cell phone of note?
Of note?
I'm not talking about like some AM station in Eastie.
No, I
did. What was the last national interview that you did on a cell phone?
92 The Game down in Atlanta, Georgia for when Georgia played Notre Dame.
Oh, so they got you on the cell phone, a pregame show guest?
Yeah, like something like that.
They give you a gift? It's like some kind of a parting gift
for
being on?
No, I do it off
a
GP.
Piece of furniture?
Greg. You don't need to give me anything.
Mm-hmm. No?
Same way I'm here, right off a GP.
A fruit basket or anything like
No. But I do use, you know, I pick the phone up and kind of put it to my
ear. That's what you have to do.
What is GP?
General principal.
Oh.
On GP.
On GP.
By the way, Edelman did let slip, if Gronk comes back, we need it.
We need it.
That is big.
Yeah, that was big. That was a big thing.
That is one big takeaway.
Yep.
That is one big takeaway.
And I think it means they think Gronk's coming back. I mean, he didn't blow that question off.
Well, I told him my sources said he'd be back, and he has this huge smile on his face like your sources might be right.
He had a huge smile on his face the whole entire time.
That is true.
Even when he had to massage the back fat of a 52-year-old man.
That is true.
He had a big smile on his
face. So I guess you don't know what's truth or what's not. But the other interesting thing that Julian said was, he has had a lot of philosophical differences with his dad. When I asked him about a coach, he's never had any. So clearly, you know, this whole Michael Bennett thing, it was definitely, I guarantee it was a little bit two bulls going at each other.
It's going to go viral, Wiggy. Frank Edelman and son disagreed.
No. I'm just saying the whole Brett Bielema and Michael Bennett.
I think it got physical?
I don't know. For
Belichick to suspend him, don't you think it had to be physical?
I think there had to be a little something, a little pushing and shoving. You know, I don't know if it was more of one-sided, like physicality, where it was just Michael Bennett. I guarantee you that Brett Bielema, who's played college football, you know, got up there, two alpha dogs going at it in each other's face, a little pushing and shoving, and unfortunately the player is going to get suspended when he pushes.
So you think he shoved him, but you don't think he should be suspended for shoving his coach, his position coach?
No, because
that is unbelievable.
I'm going to bet you the coach probably pushed him back. It wasn't like the coach was. I'm going to bet you the coach wasn't cowering in the corner. So if you and I are going at it and we're barking at each other and this, that, and the other, and it's two pit bulls, and I push you and you push me, should I get suspended?
Yes, you should get suspended. If you started, yes, absolutely.
Well, does it matter who starts it? But why should
you
one...
and me is not the example. This would be like you and downstairs Joe or upstairs Joe.
All right, so me and upstairs or downstairs Joe.
Which one would you rather fight?
I really don't think it would matter.
It doesn't. Oh,
yeah.
What a political answer.
Very good.
Wow.
Very,
I think that was rife with meaning, actually.
Who do you think you could take?
Both of them, easily.
Zarbano or upstairs?
I think they'd have a better chance if they kind of tagged up.
The two of them, tag team, upstairs Joe and downstairs Joe versus
then
you.
They'd have they might have a fighting chance.
But don't you think that if you were shoving your boss, that you would be the one who would face the suspension?
Well, but if there was a back and forth, right? If I'm going back and forth and he's yelling at me and I'm yelling at him and we get to, I push him, he pushes me.
Hey, this is like a snowflake argument. I hate to break it to you. The boss has the right to yell at you. It happens. It happens in all workplaces.
Oh, so as a grown man, I have the right to yell back at him.
And then you have the right to be suspended.
Well, why isn't he suspended?
Because he's the boss.
Well, isn't the boss Bill Belichick?
I'm confused.
Right, wouldn't the boss be, in this case, Mark Hannon?
No, you also have other bosses. There's a hierarchy. Mark Hannon is the he's the regional president,
right?
And then the hierarchy goes.
Right, I understand that.
It goes. Let me explain it to you. It goes Mark Hannon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, correction. It goes me.
Yeah.
Mark Hannon.
Yep. Okay.
Then downstairs, upstairs Joe, and then downstairs Joe, and then Curtis.
Oh boy, you just blew a whole thing wide open.
That's the way the hierarchy goes. Danielle.
We're co-producers here.
Danielle, Ken.
No, Stiz is ahead of me.
Goes Stiz, Grimey, Curtis, Ken.
And then a big pile of crap, and then Ordway.
I asked you, please. All right. Anyway, Wiggy is here, and it's a Patriots Friday. And we got one little tiny nugget out of Edelman, which is not bad. Oh, I want to give away.
Nugget, though.
Listen, I want to give away the opportunity to hang out with Edelman. I won't be so bold as to include myself, but what's the contest line, Curtis?
Oh, man, I'm 617-931-0937.
How long have you been here?
0937.
Okay, call now. We will take the seventh caller, and you and a guest will join me and Julian Bubbs Edelman Tuesday night for the reveal of the fall edition of the Boston Man magazine, and that event is happening in the city. So if you're not willing to make the big drive into the city from wherever you are, don't call. But call now. The number one more time, I'm sorry.
617-931-0937.
All right, and we'll get you up close and personal. Selfies for the gram and all the rest of that stuff. Coming up next, a neck tattoo dude from Illinois may have proven Curtis's theory about his IQ level because of his interaction with the police. We will get to that coming up next.
This Monday at 7, it's Boomer Esiason on the Greg Hill Show, brought to you in part by DCU, proud supporters of the Boomer Esiason Foundation and Vertex Pharmaceuticals, helping Team Boomer provide tools for those with cystic fibrosis.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What suffers in fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion. Overpowering. Over the competition. I'm towering. Wreck his shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price.
It's a Patriots Friday, and Wiggy is here, and Wiggy is a person who believes that no one should ever be held accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. Like, here's a text for you, in case you're just joining us. Jermaine,
all right,
just went off for, I don't know, 8 minutes about how if you're going to suspend a player in the NFL because of some kind of a verbal or physical altercation with a coach, the coach ought to be suspended as well. And here's a text which says you would never make it in the military.
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
because I'm on those lines like of Listen, I'm a grown man, just like you're a grown man. Don't be talking reckless to me in any type of way coming out your mouth sideways.
Right. No, mofo. You don't want any reckless coming out sideways or even out the front ways.
You're not going to try to belittle me just because you might be a peg above me.
Like, here's a text. 774 text. Tell Wiggy that one is a coach, the other is the player. Show a little respect, Michael Bennett, no matter what.
You one say is what a you subordinate.
Want. One is a subordinate. That's right. One is a subordinate.
Well, if the subordinate makes more money than the coach, so who's more valuable to the organization, the coach or that player?
Well, that's a good point, actually.
That's actually a great, like, Greg Hill versus the CEO of Entercom analogy.
Well, I'm very respectful to everybody.
Of course you are, but I meant in terms of pay. You make more than our CEO.
I don't make more than you do. I don't think I do. That would be ridiculous.
But if somebody who just might be in a higher position than you based on the title that they have, but you might be more important, you make more money than them, does that give them a right? Now, we don't know what happened, but would that give them the right to say something to you? And you might not agree with it, but you can't say anything back. You got to sit there like a kid and
Isn't that the way most workplaces go? I mean, the boss says what the boss wants to say, and the worker says, the worker mumbles under their breath, harumph, 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 you're a dink, as Curtis would say. But you work for people.
Right,
I hate to break it to you as a professional athlete, but you work for somebody.
Right, but then there's a point where, you know, this situation just didn't happen overnight. It's a boiling point. And then there's a point where, you know, it kind of blows and you go back and forth and you say some things. And I don't think you should be suspended for it.
But Wiggy, isn't this a bad character trait for Bennett? I mean, he can't succeed in New England, where winning is the number one priority, where we always praise. Wiggy, you go over the top in praising true Patriots, the Patriot way. And he can't fit in with the Patriot way.
Well, there are a lot of players who don't fit in. I don't buy that as a bad character trait.
Why? Winning's not the most important thing for
him.
No.
6-0, and he's part of a historic defense, and he's talking about his role.
So then what you're saying is that every player that comes through New England should be able to succeed.
If winning is important, and that's what we value most.
Winning could still be important.
It's obviously not for him. They're 6-0, and as Ken just said, on the best defense in team history.
But there's more to. We don't know the situation. Maybe a player.
We know they're 6-0. We know the defense is great. But we know he got suspended for being rude to a coach or pushing him.
We don't know. We just know that there was a difference in philosophy, right? So.
Well, that's the way they described it.
Yeah, that's the way they described it. Yeah, that's the way they described it.
Yeah, they were playing risk, and he made a bad judgment call.
But I'm not going to comment on this personal situation.
A great Blizzard game.
Risk.
Phenomenal Blizzard game.
I mean, it can go on for years, game of Risk. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm a Monopoly guy. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
When it comes to conversations, yes.
Board games.
Oh, there, yes. That's how I was taught.
What category do you put board games in?
What do you mean?
Your categories.
Oh, yeah.
What categories?
You have two categories for everything in life.
No.
Yeah, WPS or BPS.
Oh, okay. WPS. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm like, wait, you're throwing me out. Depends on the board game.
Oh.
Monopoly is a BPS.
It is?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A little BPS action in it.
I like
it. Really?
Risk would be more WPS because I was like, Risk? Is that the one where they try to figure out who done it?
Oh, that's Clue.
That's Clue.
Clue. Clue is the...
Which one's Risk?
Risk is where you take over countries.
Okay.
You have the little color.
Yeah, so
Ukraine is not weak.
And it's a lot of pieces, It's WPS.
Risk is WPS?
Yes. That and gluing model airplanes together.
what about Operation?
Operation, I feel like that's a BPS game.
Really?
It is.
Yeah. You get zapped, you're like, hold on, nobody saw that. Let me try that again. Let me get that rib out of there.
Risk is a classic. Who done it?
I don't remember which game Risk was. See, here's where I determine what WPS is. When I say something, if Curtis then goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't know that, that's when I know it's WPS.
WPS, yeah.
That's when I know it
Fair
is.
Fair point.
Here's a text that says, I am with Wiggy on this. I also served in the military. It's one thing when you're in the military, if you're out drinking and somebody says something to you, you don't have any recourse. But for an employee who happens to be above me to start running his mouth, I'm not going to take it.
Right.
And, so and that's what Michael Bennett, basically Michael Bennett didn't like the way he was spoken to.
It could be that led to, because we know this was an issue, right? We know that his play snaps had kept going down and down and down. So this clearly was an issue. So it got to a breaking point. And then that breaking point, something happened where it blew up, and now you have these two guys going back and forth at each other, regardless of who started it. You have two guys saying stuff to each other, whether it's, you know, they're probably yelling and screaming at this point. Maybe there's a little bit of, like, physical contact, like a push here and a push there. But just to say, okay, we are now going to suspend one player, and we're not going to do nothing to the coach because he's the coach and he's the superior figure in
yes,
this case.
He is. I know you don't like it, but every workplace has to have, there has to be a boss.
But there is a boss, but
Michael Bennett thinks he's too special to listen to the boss. He's pissed. He's pissed at the amount of time, the playing time that he's getting. He's a veteran guy, and he's mouthing off about that. And somebody dares to tell him, hey, around here, it's about the team. It's not about you,
but
MB.
It's
not about you.
So we have to now categorize the levels of bosses there are.
No, all bosses are the boss. There's no level. There's player, there's employee, and then there's boss. There's employee, like you have a boss.
Right, why is everybody else on the team able to fit in with this, Wiggy, but Michael Bennett is not? Why is everybody else on the defensive line able to handle Bielma as a coach, but Michael Bennett can't?
Maybe I don't know. They might just upset about it.
And he's prioritizing personal stats over wins.
It's not about that has nothing to do with it. The issue is
here. Of course
here,
it does. No, they're 6-0 and he's complaining.
No, the issue is here that you have Brady's complaining they're 6-0, right? Isn't Brady frustrated about how
you see him punch McDaniels in the face? Holy cow.
No, isn't he frustrated? We sit here and we go on and we say how frustrated he is with the passing game. So guys can be frustrated and still want to win.
Here's the difference, Wiggy. The defense is getting phenomenal results.
I understand
Tom Brady's
that.
Offense is not. That's what he's talking
point.
About.
You are
that's
missing,
a horrible
no,
analogy.
No, you're missing the point here. The point is you have a guy that's frustrated over his playing time, his role, whatever they that may be. It just doesn't mean, okay, because I'm frustrated about my role doesn't mean I don't still want to win.
Well, but why doesn't he shut up and get himself a Super Bowl ring? How about that? Like, how about except?
But we're not talking about. See, like you and Curtis keep going back to that. We're talking about whether or not he should have been suspended. And I felt like he shouldn't have been suspended when you have.
But you don't know. You don't know what happened.
No, I don't know. But I'm just.
You don't know if he shoved the dude.
But I'm just giving my. I'm giving my opinion on for maybe when I was in that situation in that locker room and seeing. You know, the philosophical differences and generally what they lead to.
Yeah, because you're honking for players again.
You know who
that's
talked.
That's what you do is you honk for players.
You
that's
know,
all you do on the show.
You know who talked about it and brought up a great story.
Brewski?
Brewski. Teddy
Brewski. I heard that interview. It was an excellent interview on OMF. Excellent interview.
With Junior Seau and Pepper Johnson, right?
Yes.
Two guys get into it and two players, Pep says, hey, we're going to go to the parking lot. Sale goes to the – let's go. We're going to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And nothing happens to neither one of those players.
Right. Well, that says to me
– what's that say to you?
It says that Bill Belichick, when it comes to Junior Seau, had more respect and more interest in Junior Seau being a part of the future of that particular season than he does with Michael Bennett.
Oh, okay, so now it's just based on whether or not I respect you. So if I respect Michael Bennett, I won't suspend them. But because I
What's he done to deserve Bill Belichick's respect? Obviously nothing.
So that's what we're basing it on. Junior Seau was a great player and a good person. So we're basing it off of that.
I'm assuming that's what he did. I'm assuming that's why that happened that way.
Now, Hillman, you would admit one of your low-level bosses, upstairs or downstairs, Joe, if they started to give you the business, you'd have a limit to how much you would take.
Not true. I would say thank you.
You're lying.
You would not.
You're pandering. What's the great pandering?
Let me take some notes.
Okay.
Notes.
When downstairs Joe wants to talk to me about what I do on this program, I take notes.
I throw them behind you. You're usually on the takeout menu.
I throw them away immediately afterwards, but I take
notes. When you suggest questions, you always use them.
I always do.
And that's a good point that Ken brings up.
What good point?
That
I didn't hear a good point.
That he said if it was one, like, because this is a situation very similar. A downstairs Joe who, you know, we know you've been in the business 28 years. You built up a lot of respect.
Right.
He's technically your boss. And if he gets to barking at you to a certain point, and you guys have this little tension, and then it
he doesn't have the nuts to bark at me.
But let's just say hypothetically he did.
Okay.
And then it spilled over, and it was a back and forth. You would just sit there and take it because you go, oh, he's my boss.
Well,
I got to.
I mean, unless it was some outrageous thing, like unless he said, you know, Wiggy is talking too much on the program, then I would defend you till the bitter end.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you have to work for somebody. These people who think.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a millennial thing or what, but it's like, oh, the boss yelled at me. Yeah,
but I'm not a millennial.
The boss yelled, huh?
I'm not a millennial.
You're kind of one.
No,
but you think that Michael Bennett, because of his salary and because he's a player, is more important than his boss, the coach. That's what you think.
That's not what I think. I said at the end of the day, when two grown men are going at it. One man shouldn't be treated differently
than the other guy.
Yep. And you shouldn't be able to just yell at me any ways you want because you're technically my boss.
This is Matt from the Cape. What's going on, Matt?
What's going on? Wiggy,
yo.
There's no way that you believe what you're saying right now.
No, I do believe
it. The boss. I'm not saying it's like the Woody Hayes days. He comes in and grabs your helmet and shakes your head around, but the coach is the boss, Wiggy.
So you can't have a disagreement and you can't have an argument with the coach?
If you feel like something's wrong, that it wasn't just a moderate disagreement with Michael Bennett.
We've seen Brady balk on Josh McDaniels and Billy O'Brien on the sideline. Now, granted, if they didn't get physical.
It's not Michael Bennett. It's Tom Brady.
What's the difference on who the player is?
He's a malcontent. Bennett is a malcontent.
You're a Patriot, and you're asking me what the difference is between Tom Brady and Michael Bennett?
No. I'm saying what's the difference of the player, right? If you go have an argument with a coach, I've had arguments with coaches before.
Who?
What do you mean? Who? What coaches?
Yeah.
I had an argument with Mike Tyson, who was my head coach when I was in Minnesota at the time, on the sidelines. He blamed me for something. I didn't do it.
What did you double dip on the Vikings cruise and the dip?
It was something close to that.
He said you broke the door.
Yeah, he said I broke the door. But it happens all the time where players and coaches get into it.
Did he appreciate the fact that you were arguing with him? Were you in his face?
It was a heated debate.
And did you stay there long afterwards, or were you shut up?
Yeah, no, I was there. I didn't get suspended.
How long were you with the team?
Well, then he ultimately he got fired as head coach. Yeah.
You got a guy fired.
No, I didn't.
You basically went out and got a guy fired because you didn't like him.
But the point is that it happens all the time. And
not here. It doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, from as far as we know, it doesn't happen.
We do things differently around here. Hello, Dan.
Hey guys, how's it going this morning?
What's going on?
I actually disagree with your guys' take on the physicality end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was a physical thing, they would have cut him immediately. I don't think Belichick would allow anyone to throw any the coach's credibility or their ability to do their jobs onto the bus like that. I think this is probably just a spat of words where someone said something stupid and they just let him go.
Well, so you're telling me that this is the first time that there was a player who got into a verbal altercation with a coach? Because
first time, no.
Okay,
but
so
I think maybe
so why
the extreme of the conversation?
Okay,
is probably
so
what justified it
was the like he was using profanity, swear words,
right? Swear words. You don't think Brett Bielema was using swear words?
I'm sure he was. Right. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Mike?
When did Wiggy's role in the show become Captain Malcontent? I mean, Wiggy,
yeah.
Why do you all... So everybody who is getting reprimanded in some way, they're not their fault.
No, I didn't...
That's your take.
In this situation, I said he should not be suspended.
You said that you guys were arguing with Mike Tyson on the sidelines, and you were in his face, and you still played. So if it was just an argument, then he would still be playing. You answered your own question. It was more than that, obviously.
But we've seen, Mike, we've seen this situation before. Teddy Bruschi told a great story about Junior Seau and Pepper Johnson's going at it.
Yeah,
and Junior didn't get suspended. So
exactly.
Player,
so this must be worse than that.
I don't know. All I'm basing it off is my experience of being in there.
You don't know exactly.
I'm basing it off of nothing. No, I'm basing it off of just being around and thinking and saying, here's what I think might have happened.
So, Mike, listen.
So what I'm thinking that could have potentially happened, there were words. It was back and forth. It was a little yelling and screaming at each other. Maybe there was a pushing and shoving going on, but I think it could have been from both ways. All I'm saying.
I think it could have been. Oh, jeez. I think it was because Coach wore nundies in the locker room. I mean,
oh,
come
that
on.
Could get you suspended. But I don't understand how people don't believe. So Michael Bennett deserves to get suspended if he's yelling and screaming at the coach.
It wasn't just yelling and screaming. That's the whole point, Wiggy.
Well, so
it
what
wasn't.
Was it?
Now it was physical on the part
we don't
of
know
Michael
that.
Bennett.
Well, this guy just says to me, well, how do I know I wasn't in there?
Because there's never been a suspension for a nonverbal altercation in the locker room with the Patriots.
There's hardly been a suspension ever.
Exactly. Right. One.
Well, who's the last player?
Terry Glenn.
And that was about money.
No. That was about missing. He missed.
In 2001 with Terry Glenn.
He showed up late for practice.
Because he wanted money. So he was missing practices. That's why he got suspended. There was no verbal altercation, yelling and screaming.
So don't you think the fact that Bill suspended him based on some kind of an altercation means it was an egregious, offensive violation?
I don't know what it means. I would think that. From being around, when you have philosophical differences, it generally means the coach and the player disagreed. It got a little heated.
Bielma wanted to play risk. Bennett wanted to play operation.
It got a little heated. It was back and forth. There was swear words being thrown around. Maybe there was a little physical contact, and that led to a suspension.
Yeah, right now we're focused on the Jets.
Here's a text that says, and Curtis, you'll love this. So will Lou.
Hey, it's Lou. Hi, Lou.
Second time the Patriots have overreacted with discipline dealing with Belichick Jr. First, it was Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, and now it's this.
Ooh.
So there you go.
If you want to send them home and pay them, all right. I'm fine with that. You want to say, all right, hey, listen, I'm going to suspend you for the week with pay, but okay, I can deal with that. But to suspend the guy and basically, you know, what's he missing out on, 200 and something thousand?
200 and something grand.
So are you theorizing this was not Brett Bielema? This was
that's a texter, not
Brian
me.
Belichick
that's
or Steve Belichick?
That's a texter.
Because now that's interesting.
That is the texter, not me.
That is interesting. What if it wasn't Bielema at all?
That was the texter.
I don't know.
That would be disingenuous to report it as different.
Yeah, all we know.
Well,
is
nobody's reported. It's only Bennett's the only guy that said anything.
Yeah,
and
well,
I don't think
why wouldn't he say what it was then if that's what it was?
Because he just obviously doesn't want that to come out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And nobody brought up Brett Bielema's name. They just said
position coach.
Yes,
which could be Mayo or Belichick, Steve Belichick.
Yeah, it could be the defensive coordinator. But even though that's technically not the position coach would lead you to believe it's the D-line coach. That's why it is Brett Bielema.
Wiggy, do you believe, this is a 617 text, mm-hmm. do you believe there should be no repercussions for a Patriots player who argues with a coach on the field in front of other players? Because
No, I don't think so. I don't think you should. Arguing with your coach is sometimes part of the game. And it gets heated, and it's a lot of back and forth, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Yes, I don't want him to go all, you know, what the hell's his name from, used to play for the new, Latrell Sprewell, and choke him.
And choke the P.J. Carlos.
Yeah, I don't want him to go all that, but if there's, you know, a spirited, heated debate that might lead to a shoulder shove on both sides, hey, it's, you know what, you go to your corner, and we'll figure this thing out.
All right. Well, it is the Jermaine Wiggins show with Greg Hill. And coming up in a little bit, by the time we get to it, it'll probably be around 8. South Africa apparently does the teacher sex scandal the right way.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll get to that coming up later on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.